I know sometimes your babe needs something to keep you cool. This is KTOO, Public Media's Junior Afternoon. I'm Andy Klein, your host for today on this really pretty day, and it's supposed to be partly cloudy skies all weekend, so that's exciting. And also very exciting is it's now time for Foodie Friday, and Mark Wheeler's here from COPA.
Hello.
How you doing?
Doing good.
I love Foodie Friday.
Are you ready to eat some ice cream?
I love ice cream Foodie Friday. I love it. And also here is Crystal Borland from NAMI. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me. Yeah. I've been waiting for this all day.
So let's first off talk about why you're here in association with Foodie Friday and COPA. You're putting together an annual free ice cream day, and that's got a good association with the Juno Alliance for Mental Health.
Yeah, this is our fifth annual free ice cream day. We were part of this online contest for Path to Prosperity, and we needed a bunch of votes, and we told Juno if we won, we'd do a free ice cream social. And it was so much fun. We've done it every year since.
Cool.
And last year, the staff decided to donate all the tips to a charity, and we chose Aware last year and raised more than $700, which was really cool. So this year, we chose to donate to NAMI Juno in honor of National Health Awareness Month.
Mental Health Awareness Month.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I missed the mental part.
Yeah. Well, it's all part of health, right?
It's all part of health.
It's all one body. So, yeah. So tell us about some of the work that you guys do and what sort of work, the funds that when people put a tip in the jar, what that sort of goes towards.
Yeah. Well, we're very excited that COPA chose us, and what a lovely way to honor Mental Health Awareness Month with some ice cream. So NAMI, we're a resource for folks who are managing a mental health condition, also for their family members and support persons. So we provide, you know, a range of free programming from education to workshops and to ongoing support groups is a big part of what we do to really help people feel more empowered, really understand the conditions that they may be struggling with and help them, you know, get the tools and support they need to move forward. So we're a peer organization. It means that we are primarily running our programs by people who are living with a mental illness rather than from mental health professionals. And so we really hope that we're reducing stigma and just letting people know that recovery is possible through the work we're doing. So the donations will really go to support that programming that we're able to offer free of charge to people.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. Now, fifth annual free ice cream day. Is this a national thing? Or is this just your thing?
No, we started doing it, and I mean, it's not a new idea. Ben and Jerry's does this every year. I think Haagen-Dazs started this year. I mean, it's just you know, a way to celebrate the beginning
of following COPA's lead. I understand.
Peak ice cream season is here. So we want to celebrate that, and we like to do it before the cruise ships arrive, you know, seriously. So before we open our ice cream stand downtown. And it's just cool. It's a way to meet people from the neighborhood, people from all over town come in. And
how much ice cream
families.
Do you go through on this free ice cream day? I mean, there's a line out the door all day long.
Yeah, I think we served 1,000 people last year. I'm having these wrist issues this year.
Oh, man.
I'm pretty strong, but my wrist is kind of tweaking. So
there's
I got a
purple tunnel there from all the scooping.
I got a wrist guard this year. I'm ready.
These are the things you don't think about if you're not in the ice cream industry.
Man, maybe it's because you're doing a free ice cream day where you're just like scooping all day.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
no, yeah. We'll be scooping nonstop. Totally. Yeah. Yeah. It's fun, though. I mean, it's really fun. And it's, you know, our way to give back to the community and show our support.
Are you doing special flavors?
Well, we're kind of having our top flavors. So we just got some rhubarb in. So we're going to have rhubarb sherbet and rhubarb sorbet, our vanilla bean, our chocolate ice cream, salty caramel. Cookies and cream.
It's Foodie Friday.
Yes.
So do we have some samples of this?
I did. You know,
I wanted to just ask you more about not just the fact that I get to eat ice cream, which is awesome. Everyone loves ice cream. But the process of making ice cream and sort of what goes into it and why is something called a gelato versus an ice cream or why, you know, what all those different things.
Yeah, it's complicated. And I actually went to ice cream school.
Where was that?
Penn State. They've been doing this short course on ice cream for like 117 years. So Ben and Jerry and, you know, Jenny, Splendid, all these people have gone through it. You learn about ice cream science, which is pretty complicated. And I do this after school classes at the middle schools in the science of ice cream, art and science of ice cream. And I always start off with, I ask the kids, is ice cream a solid, a liquid, or a gas?
And is it all three?
What do you think? You got it, man. It's multi-phase. So anytime, you know, you think about ice cream, it is solid. There's ice crystals and there's fat, but there's also water that's moving around. So you have to think about that. So I wanted to talk about inclusions today.
Okay.
So actually
we're
made a little
inclusive here, so yes.
I made a little video and I put it on YouTube and about how to make magic shell.
Cool.
Cause
what's magic shell?
Well, I have this memory when I was a kid, my mom would always, we'd go to Dairy Queen and get the dip cone.
Yeah.
You remember the dip cone?
I love them.
Yeah, the hard shell on the outside.
That's what I was
thinking. Yeah, but what happens when it hits your mouth?
It all breaks apart and it all oozes everywhere.
No, it melts.
Oh, it melts, sure.
So if you put just chocolate in ice cream,
yeah,
it gets waxy and hard, and so you got to break it down. So you have to make magic shell, which is like stuff you make a dip cone with, but if you have like stracciatella or mint chip or whatever, you need to use magic shell. So what you do, it's really easy. You use 3 parts chocolate to 1 part oil, some kind of neutral oil like canola or safflower, you know, something like that. And you just put it in the microwave at 50% power, stir it every minute or so till it melts.
It's kind of like how you make a fondue.
Well, similar. I don't know if you can do that in a microwave, can you?
I don't think so. Maybe. I don't know.
Well,
sounds good.
So it's pretty easy to do. And then when you're making your ice cream, like a lot of people have ice cream makers at home.
Yeah.
So you just drizzle that.
I don't know if this is good for business, man. You shouldn't be telling people how to make delicious stuff.
It's an easy thing, man.
All right.
So they have your magic shell. And then when the ice cream's coming out of the machine, it's like 22 degrees.
Okay.
So that magic shell is going to hit that and solidify. And then when you're eating it, it's going to hit your tongue and melt. It's not going to like be
it's
this
magic,
little waxy
the way it works, yeah.
Yeah. So I brought some vanilla ice cream, and we can do that.
Yeah.
And
I mean, do I have to beg? Yes.
And then, okay, maybe Crystal can help with the serving here.
Whoa.
Yeah, what'd you sign up for here?
So I have these little dishes.
You can
have these. And here's an ice cream scoop.
Oh, yeah. Don't make him do that. He's got an issue going on.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, man, there's a whole operation happening here. This is exciting, folks.
Well, we have other, inclusions happening, too, after this.
Yeah.
So,
other inclusions.
Yeah, so we're going to do this with
the
vanilla.
What is all the inclusions? Does that just mean the bits, the
bits,
chunks?
The crunchy bits, the chewy bits.
Okay, all right.
All those things.
That's a technical ice cream term you're using.
Inclusions, that's right.
Yeah, inclusions.
And so I brought you a finished ice cream with these chips in it. This is a miso chip.
Okay.
So I got this wicked good miso paste in Japan. And
Shared some with me the other day. I was like,
That stuff. I blended that in with the base. And then we added this magic shell, and I think it came
out
pretty good.
I'm proud.
Look at you.
I'm proud of this scoop because I left a little indent so I could put the magic shell.
Did it solidify in there? Did it? It might take a bit, but you'll get it.
So you want it to solidify.
Well, yeah, but you'll understand.
You get it, yeah.
There you go, Andy.
Oh man. Look at that. You did so well.
Are you going to eat that? Crystal,
yeah.
You need a spoon?
Crystal, you need to eat.
No,
did you get one
too? I am going to take it. I was going to say, do you want it, Mark? And I'm like,
no.
You have ice cream all
get
the time.
Ice cream
You're
enough.
Fine.
This is a problem.
Yeah, it got hard. It got
this
really
is,
nice and hard on here.
Non-fat, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
I just watched that Seinfeld episode.
So this is our
episode.
Vanilla bean. We use a couple of different vanillas. We use Madagascar vanilla, where most Madagascar comes. Then we use a Tahitian. And it's sort of a custard. We use egg yolks in it as well.
So does that make – is there a lot of ice cream that uses egg yolks, or does that make it a custard?
Well, it's a French vanilla, I guess. Yeah.
Okay.
So we only use egg yolks in our chocolate and our vanilla and then a few other ones. So that's that. You want to try the miso chip?
And what does that do? Mm-hmm. Does that make it super smoothy or just or smooth or more rich? Or
makes it richer. Mm-hmm. Egg yolks are also an emulsifier, so it's going to help with
And you're whipping it for a bit.
Yeah, it's going to help distribute the fat a little bit better. But you want to try this miso chip? So
now that I'm done with this, I do, yeah.
It's miso, you know, is whatever. It's got a lot of umami, and it's got some salt. So
miso is bean curds that are fermented.
Fermented, yeah.
Yeah, slightly or in some way, right?
What do you think of that?
That's amazing.
This is this one?
That's the miso, yeah.
It's got perfect saltiness.
So what's
– And for those who don't love as much, like, sweet ice cream, this is a really good one.
Yeah, it's a little bit on the savory side. Mm-hmm. I don't go big for the real savory ones, but –
Although you do that, you're famous for your salmon ice cream that has a savory character to it, right?
And you know, as I travel the country, I always go to ice cream shops and try different ice creams.
Right.
And I realize that ours is a little different because I use salt in our ice cream. And I just feel like salt is a flavor enhancer. It brings out all these other flavors. But you go to most ice cream shops and there's no salt in the ice cream. So I don't know. I really like big flavors. I like to kind of hit you over the head with a flavor. So I think that helps with that.
Well, this is awesome. I don't know how to describe it exactly because there's a sweetness to it, but also there is that umami kind of character, that soy saucy kind of thing.
Yeah,
but so, I would never guess miso.
No?
No.
Oh.
Not that I'm, you know, well-versed in my misos, but that's not.
It's a little light. So what you had the other day is I'm planning this ice cream. I'm going to make an Asian pear ice cream. I'm going to put this miso caramel swirl in it.
Ooh. I'm telling you, it's ridiculous.
That miso caramel.
It was so good. It was so good, really. I could have just eaten it all day.
When is that coming out?
I don't know. So
I'm a sucker for caramel anyway, and then this miso caramel. So,
speak of the devil.
Look at that.
Here's some caramel sauce.
Oh, my
gosh. So, you know, you got to think about – so when you're adding this stuff to ice cream, you have to think about how it's going to act. And so it took me a while to figure this out, but – you know, most caramel sauce or caramel recipes, if you put that in ice cream, it's going to harden and get really brittle.
Yeah, how do they keep caramel, like especially when Ben & Jerry's has a big swirl of caramel? How do they keep it soft
butter.
Like that?
Butter.
Oh, butter.
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 I think corn syrup would do that too, but we add a little bit of butter at the end of making our caramel sauce.
But butter gets hard.
I don't know what it does, but it
somehow softens it.
It keeps that chew. So we make a caramel sauce with butter, and we use salted caramel. So we use this Alaska Pure Sea Salt out of Sitka.
And is caramel a dairy start as a dairy product, sort of?
It's
cooked
down? Basically burnt sugar.
It's just sugar.
Burnt sugar.
And then butter
and then
in the burnt sugar.
Use a little cream to stop the caramelization, and then you can add a little butter at the end.
Wow. It's so good.
Yeah, people freak out about, should you get caramel to 300 degrees or 310?
That's ridiculous.
I'm like, you know, just make it till it looks okay, and if you go a little further, who cares, you know? Burnt caramel still tastes good, you know? I don't stress out about the caramel temperature too much. So that's our salted caramel. And so our salmon ice cream mentioned, we use this caramel sauce, and then we make tiny little flakes of
this is ridiculous.
Candy smoked salmon. Mm.
Are you kidding me? This is so good.
I like that too.
Oh, my God.
I threw some magic shell on yours with the
I brought some – the other inclusion I brought was I just went to see my family in Louisiana, and I brought home a bunch of kumquats.
Oh, wow.
So this is an example of how to use fruit in ice cream. So fruit –
it looks like a marmalade that you've kind of made out of
marmalade.
There. Yeah,
we made a marmalade. So if you think about fruit in ice cream, the big enemy is ice crystals. You don't want ice crystals to form. So fruit is mostly what?
Water.
Water. Water frozen as ice. So you have to do something to fruit to make it okay in ice cream. So you got to cook it down and release some of that water. And also, if you use a sugar, it's going to help bind the fruit to the ice cream and kind of contain the water.
I'm a sucker for marmalade, so this is going to be ridiculous.
So when we make a kumquat ice cream, we'll make a candied cantaloupe candied kumquat, and then we'll just blend that in to the ice cream. Well, so if you want to add fruit, like somebody tried to make strawberry ice cream, they just threw strawberries in the ice cream thing. Did they just freeze up like a block of ice? You got to add sugar and you got to cook it down.
Mark, I mean ice cream so much, I'm losing track of the time. We're going to have to leave here in a little bit. But
okay,
I want to circle back around to say that the 5th annual free ice cream day is happening Saturday, May 18th.
Tomorrow.
That's tomorrow.
Noon
to 6 over at COPA. You know where COPA is.
By the Federal Building.
By the Federal Building. And you'll see the line. So if you go by it tomorrow from noon to 6,
and we're not selling food, so don't come for coffee or food. We're just going to be scooping, so we can't really run the register
and
or cook food.
And all tips that go in, and please tip generously because all tips are going to go to support NAMI Juno, which does a great work for the mental health of people that live here in Juno, and all kinds of great programs are all locally based. So awesome. Thank
Last
you so much.
Cantaloupe. I make ice cream for my friend Abby at Zerelda's.
Uh-huh.
And she's amazing. She's always pushing me to do new things. She said, you got to make cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe.
And I said, how can I make cantaloupe because it's full of water? I don't know what to do. So we did this, and I think it worked. I'm not going to tell the secrets on
this
one.
Well, look, support for Juno Afternoon comes from Sentinel Coffee, and support for Juno Afternoon also comes from Hanson Gress and listeners like you. Our theme music is by Indian Agent and Mark and
How's
Crystal.
The cantaloupe?
Thank you so much for coming.
It's
I'm
amazing.
Tasting it right now.
Come on.
Mm. Oh, wow. It's really super cool. Really interesting.
Cantaloupe-y, huh?
Cantaloupe. Cantaloupe tonight. Dad's got the
carb. You would know that's right. Cantaloupe, huh, Chris?
Oh, I would know it was cantaloupe.
We're out, everyone. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Ooh.